Welcome back, everyone, to our Small Carrier and Owner Operator Summit. I am very excited because we're about to jump into a fireside chat with Casey Monahan, the Director of Digital Sales at LoadSmart. And we're going to be exploring different ways that carriers like yourselves watching today can leverage their partnerships and technology to, of course, drive, no pun intended, a better performance. And with us, of course, today is Casey. Casey, thank you so much for joining us. I'm happy to have you here.
Grace, psyched to be here. Met you at Matt's a couple years back, and we've had an opportunity to connect on a couple different things. In fact, we launched a new partnership with FreightWaves last week, where we're importing sonar data into one of our shipper-facing products, ShipperGuide. I'm so psyched to be here to talk about carriers today.
Yeah, that's an even closer partnership, and you guys have been just absolutely great to work with on my side of things as well. And I'm happy that you brought up Matt's because it is interesting of a of all the different events that you can go to in this industry. I'm always in particular in watching who does attend Matt's and takes the extra time to be around carriers. And I think that's a perfect reason why we have you today in particular. And I'd love to jump into the work that you're doing, especially LoadSmart in general, and discuss that partnership and why it's important for LoadSmart to be a part of today's summit as well, and encouraging and empowering carriers within the, how do I want to say, truly broker experience, but with the overall logistics specialists and carrier experience. Why is it important for LoadSmart to be here today in these discussions?
Great question. I think, my job at LoadSmart is I run our digital platforms, right? Which we're a pretty large company and we have a lot of different verticals and things going on. So we're a digital brokerage kind of first and foremost, right? But then we have shipper-facing TMS called ShipperGuide. We have the best-in-class OpenDoc warehouse scheduling platform, right? We're here to talk about carrier TMS, and we also have a yard and gate management tool called NavTrack. But when I think about all of those things, right, carriers touch them all, right? So our brokerage works with 50,000 carriers. Shipper guide, right? Those are our shippers interacting with their carriers and doing bids and winning RFPs and, submitting RFPs to our carriers to win, that kind of thing. Our carriers are the ones that are scheduling through the OpenDoc platform, and they're the ones that AI is reading their trucks as they come into the yards and gates, right? So I really view them as kind of, especially small carriers, as the lifeblood of our economy, but also kind of like the lifeblood of LoadSmart. So it's really important that we're building tools that, keep them happy with us as a brokerage and a technology partner. And that's what we're here to do.
I think that's an incredible way to put it. I think that a lot of times, especially more small carriers who might not have that great of a connection built with players like yourself out there today, they don't truly understand that a lot of these tools and a lot of the work that you're doing directly with the shippers as well is motivated by the problems that carriers are experiencing themselves, right? Like, if you're thinking about even the shipper tools that you've created, it's like, it's a guide for shippers to better understand the life cycle of a carrier, of an owner operator, and getting that stuff off their back as quickly as they can, but of course staying profitable, et cetera. And not only that, but you're one of the only few that I can even think of who is really focused on the scheduling aspect and the yard management aspect of being a freight broker and the responsibility that you have to make sure that you're not just taking a load from a shipper, finding a carrier to put on it, but creating a really great relationship and an environment, right, for carriers themselves to be empowered and to grow into. I want to talk about that in particular, and especially when you're optimizing and you're working with these different technology platforms. How often is carrier feedback put into that? What is that like for the team and making sure that, if carriers are having a problem, that's being fixed with the solutions you're creating today?
Yeah, I think first and foremost, it's really important to know that carrier TMS was built by a carrier. Four carriers, right? So, I could maybe talk about this later, but we were approached by a carrier who built their own TMS and asked to resell it as a channel. We liked it so much, we ended up buying it, right? So the first and foremost, it's built by a carrier, four carriers. So we take feedback from our carrier partners very seriously. We have a full community where carriers can go on and chat with each other or our support staff, right? But we also have like an insights board that shows you know, here's the upcoming suggestions that carriers have given us. You can vote up and down them, kind of like you're on Reddit, like, hey, we wish that the service did this or that or whatever. And that informs our product team at all times. And, you know, obviously we have direct connection with our carriers, both from a support and a sales team side. And we're constantly relaying that to our engineering and product teams, of which, you know, 40% of LoadSmart is engineers and product people. So.
Yeah, I want to touch on, of course, then you just brought up too, the fact, you know, FreightWaves and of course, LoadSmart do have this really great partnership, but part of that raised the data-driven side of things and using insight to have a better performance within our businesses, whether you're a shipper looking to lower costs, your broker looking to figure out what markets you should be in. But in the carrier's perspective and the work that you're doing at LoadSmart as well, how can it data insights in particular start to help carriers make better decisions, not just even growing their fleets, but on deciding what markets to enter and where to maybe take more or less risk down the line as well?
I think running a small business is hard, right? I think running a small trucking business is super hard, right? So you have to worry about, how do I find clients, right? How do I get the best loads? How do I hire drivers? How do I, you know, figure out taxes because this is new for me? How do I manage my employees? You know, what's my fuel card? Who am I factoring with? How do I pay the driver on time? This driver needs to be home on third. Like, there's so much going on, right? That with that, there's an incredible amount of data and a tendency to be very distracted during the day and lose focus on some of the things that are important. So I think that what Carrier TMS does best for small fleets is we take like all these pieces of information from disparate areas and platforms and tools, right? And we pull them all into like one pane of glass or one window that makes managing your business really easy. So like, you know, you take your ELD, you import into the system, your fuel card, your factoring partner, you know, your drivers, your trucks, your maintenance records, all of that kind of stuff sits right in the same platform, giving access to all of the data that you have, right? And being able to triangulate a lot of that so that it's actually meaningful. Because everyone talks about how important data is, but how do you take data, create insights, and then take action on them? I think that's like what becomes hard when you're in a bunch of places. Whereas, you know, we pull all of that together and make it pretty easy.
So I feel like that really sets up for a different experience than others might have when it comes to freight matching. And that's when earlier when we were discussing like what LoadSmart is, that's kind of why I avoided saying the word freight brokerage or like a matching system, because I think there's so much more that your company has invested in to make itself more of a managed platform, to be honest with you. And so I'm interested in, for carriers that might not know LoadSmart in particular, can you tell us about the approach that LoadSmart has taken towards growing in this market and even adding on, like you said, these the yard management, the scheduling management in its past? Why has LoadSmart grown this way? And why is it important for carriers to understand that that growth strategy when they're choosing a partner?
Yeah, it's a pretty deep question, Grace. I think, you know, I think load matching is one of those things that's like a dream for everybody, right? Like, and it's one of those things that's easy to say and hard to do, right? So you can create all the filters in the world you want on a load board, but it's still hard to narrow down to like, what is the perfect freight for me, right? I think that LoadSmart is in a very unique position where we have data from all of these different platforms that we talked about, because we're kind of handling the load's full life cycle, right? Whether it's from, you know, the shipper's side of it, the carrier side, or, you know, the scheduling piece of it, we kind of touch it in a bunch of different ways, and then also have all the data from our brokerage, right? So we have a good understanding from the carrier TMS, like what trucks are available, where and when, right? And also where they're going to be, because we see the schedules, right? From OpenDoc side of things, like we know when a truck is scheduling at a warehouse and when they're leaving and going to be empty, right? From the brokerage side, we have all 8 years of historical data of what lanes run where on what carriers and how. And, you know, I think we're able to kind of mash up that and provide a lot of unique data to both our carriers and our shippers to help them connect, right? So it's one thing to say, like, here's a great load because we know that you're empty here, right? And in Carrier TMS, you can see all of your trucks, all of your drivers, where they're going to be empty, where they're going to be. And, you know, you can click a button and see available loads, not just from LoadSmart, from all of our partners and the different load boards that you're subscribed to, right? So it's very agnostic. It's not like, hey, we're trying to match you with brokerage rate. It's here's the best loads that we can find, right? But we also can provide, you know, direct to shipper, you know, freight and vice versa. Like if a shipper's like, hey, I really need help on this particular lane, or we're opening a new DC in this region, right? We're able to very quickly say, well, these five carriers have moved freight with us in the past, right? On these lanes. Like, let's get you guys talking to each other.
Yeah, I love that, because there's another chat during this wonderful summit that we're having that I asked a former owner operator that question. You know, how does a small carrier like build their own shipper relationships? And this is kind of like the way that we discussed it, right? It's like finding this partner who understands, like you said, that it's about finding those good carriers for both the shipper and both for the carrier's long-term viability. I mean, that's the whole point of this transaction in particular. Do you have any success stories that you could share, even if it's from the shipper side, that kind of showcases this, right? Like how a partner should act in helping small carriers find those long-term relationships, and not just through them as a broker, but picking up the same locations and delivering as well.
Yeah, I didn't get permission to use names or anything before this call, so I might anonymize this a little bit. I hope that's okay. But we had a shipper, right, that was using our platform, and they did a lot of pricing with it and quoting, and then they would book and tender loads through it, right? And they worked with a carrier for a long time that was, you know, on the spot market, but not, they were unwilling to do any kind of contracted freight or anything like that. Pretty good service, no real problems, right? And then three loads in a row, that particular carrier dropped, right? Again, agnostic, not like a LoadSmart thing or anything like that. We're just helping people connect with each other. And, you know, they reached out to our team and said, hey, you know, this carrier dropped three times in a row. They're not responding to my call. What's going on? And we said, totally get it. You know, we reach out, try to get in touch with them. They didn't respond to us. But then we said, hey, we also have these two carriers that have moved freight on these lanes for us. Maybe they could pick it up for you, you know, recover it, that kind of thing. They contacted both carriers. One of them immediately picked it up. The carrier actually charged $100 less for the load than their previous incumbent, right? Had great on-time service. They booked two more loads in the following week. And then a week later, they were on contract, and that was 2.5 years ago. I don't know why I looked at my watch for that one, but you know, and they've had a relationship since then. And I think that's a really good example of how, you know, we're solving problems for both shippers and carriers at the same time to the benefit of each other, right?
1,000%. And I think that's, you know me, I come from the brokerage side of this industry too. And it's, you know, I think sometimes I get into these talks directly with owner operators, and there's this like nervousness on top of it of, you know, what they can look at a broker as. And I really hope that all those out there listening, owner operators, even small fleets who have a couple of trucks, like truly understand a good partnership with a brokerage is much different than just kind of the brokerage relationship that's kind of thrown out there, right? Like there's times are changing, and brokers are truly understanding that they can't make or grow this technology like LoadSmart has without having this wonderful carrier network built up. And that means a promise on both sides. That means we're going to help you grow, you're going to help us grow, and we're going to make life better for the shipper. And at the end of the day, that's really better for who? The end consumer, like all of us are, right? At the end of the day. So I love this case, because I think that this really gives an idea to our audience of exactly the questions they should be asking of their brokerage partners, what type of relationship that should look like, and what type of technology that is really becoming table stakes today within brokers out there as well. Now, I want to ask you kind of as like a future outlook, how's LoadSmart working even closer with carriers today? And as you know, you continue to grow in the future, how's the carriers relationship and that network that you all have built over there, how has that become a focus for you down the line for 2024 and beyond?
First of all, I like the way you frame that in general. I think I have a very unique job where, you know, I do work at a brokerage, but I run the digital sales side. So all of the platforms in my interaction with the brokerage is a little slimmer, right? I used to work with them a lot as I ran account sales over there, but now I'm in charge of the software side. And, you know, my job is kind of twofold. Step one is go hire great salespeople who can be consultative to our customers, right? But step two, which is really the most important, is to empower our customers to like really make meaningful savings, right? We want to help them to change their business and grow. And, you know, step two is where everyone wins, right? Like, it's not about, you know, what did I do with this load or that load? It's about how do we help this carrier go from 5 trucks to 25 trucks? And then from 25 trucks to 100 trucks? Like, how do we help them along that journey for the last 3 years? And that's what's going to create results for all of those different pieces, right? And I know that this part's a little self-serving, but if I bring on a 5-truck carrier, which, by the way, our platform is totally free to small carriers, right? And they start moving loads with us, right? Through carrier, right? Eventually, they're going to have a situation where they're like, hey, LoadSmart, can you be the backup on this? Because my, you know, I don't have time for this particular load, whatever, right? And then that same carrier, as they grow to 10 trucks, will be booking loads, scheduling with OpenDock at warehouses and touching that piece of the platform, right? And then we're going to have some shipper that's out there being like, oh man, you know, I really like the story I just told. I need someone to cover, you know, this location to that location. And we're going to be like, hey, we've been working with this carrier for 2.5 years. They're awesome. You know, maybe set up a contract with them, right? And then we're kind of creating this vicious circle where everything is feeding each other, right?
Yeah, definitely. Well, and it's the problems that, or maybe the new functions that arise out of the systems is because of a problem that was brought up by those carriers as well. And it's just that constant loop of feedback too, that's going to create this really great ecosystem as well. So unfortunately, running out of time today, Casey, I really appreciate you, of course, joining us. If there's any owner operators out there that want to reach out to and learn more, where can they reach out and talk with you?
Yeah, I mean, I'm super accessible, right? I think my contact information will be shared here. Can hit me up on LinkedIn as well, or, you know, just reach out to LoadSmart. We're happy to help. You know, I think I'd be remiss in not saying we're rolling out a ton of different AI products right now that, you know, are kind of industry buzz, but we've made it super simple to interact with your data, right? Like, that's the primary part, is we have a tool called Copilot, where instead of trying to run all these reports and things like that, you're just going to ask the system questions, right? Like, you know, who was our best performing driver last month, right? Or what was the best lane we had last year? Or where should I be looking for freight next month, type of thing? And it's the real language processing the data that you have in your system and giving you advice. Next step is to make that proactive so that we're telling you, hey, this is something you should look at.
Love that. Well, everyone, go out and check out LoadSmart as well. For audience, stay tuned for the rest of the show, and appreciate your time, Casey.
Of course. Thanks, Grace.